And next up on the show, because of your demands, we now hereby talk about the most popular stuff that's going on, that's not even on the show, that's everywhere else on the internet and, you know, various places. The most. I like the most. Dan, do you have a most?
I do, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, dude.
I've got a most emailed from the Los Angeles Times. The Mexican Navy seized a homemade submarine full of cocaine. First of all, Mexico has a navy.
Yeah.
Yes, and they seized a submarine. It was transporting cocaine off the southern coast, a 33-foot vessel.
Not in the Rio Grande.
No. This is 125 miles south of Puerto de Salina Cruz in Oaxaca. Mm-hmm. And the Navy spokesman said special forces waited until the vessel surfaced. They rappelled from helicopters, overpowered the four-man crew, seized what appears to be a large amount of cocaine.
And they rappelled from helicopters.
Yeah, I guess
that
I just,
is so awesome sounding. I want to be
big anti-submarine cocaine
right.
mission.
Apparently, this is becoming more and more common. Colombian authorities have captured more than a dozen vessels like this over the last few years. These homemade submarines, which the authorities also say are becoming more and more sophisticated. This article also wins the award for worst lead sentence of the day.
You can't, because you can't go wrong with this story.
Well,
you could really hook the reader with any aspect of the story.
You
so
would
what
think,
they go with.
Well, the headline, submarine homemade and cocaine laden, is seized off Mexico. That got me interested. Then I read the first sentence. The nation's drug wars sank to new depths Wednesday.
Trisha, what do you have?
Okay, this is actually not funny at all. So let's get out the palate cleanser. I have number one on Google Trends this morning is the name Oscar Diaz. He's a welterweight boxer. He was fighting a guy named Delvin Rodriguez last night. It was broadcast on ESPN2 in their Wednesday night fights. Oscar Diaz collapsed as he was entering the 11th round and was taken to the hospital. He's now reportedly undergoing brain surgery to relieve swelling. Things don't look good for him. The San Diego Express News quotes a doctor saying that he was breathing and he has a blood pressure, but he was not responding to their commands.
He's on a ventilator?
You know, this is all, I'm not quite sure how updated this story is. This all happened, you know, late last night, and some of these updates were overnight. The hospital hasn't made a statement yet today. But, you know, he was fighting in front of a hometown crowd, which makes it even more painful for them. He's from San Antonio.
It's clear why it was number one on Google. It's not just because of the story, but I'm sure the broadcast said, well, we don't know what's going to happen. And, of course, that's what you're most interested
in.
Yeah,
you want to update.
In the old days, you'd have to wait for some news bulletin that might not even occur. So now, you see
Well, you know what's interesting, too, as I was checking the AP wires this morning, and they're not even reporting it.
Well, they didn't, he's not a big enough fighter so that you'd naturally be reporting it. So they wouldn't have someone assigned, but now they could probably send someone out there.
Keep watching Oscar Diaz. Hopefully he'll get better.
All right. Let me do this one first before we cleanse the palate in the other direction. And this is, it's a tragedy and also a curiosity. This is the most emailed story of the Dallas Morning News. Headline, balloons carried gun away in Red Lobster executive CSI-like suicide. Guy named Thomas Hickman. Yeah, Thomas Hickman, who was from Texas, and then he went to New Mexico. And investigators they found him dead. At first, they thought it was a murder. He was shot. Then they found a gun tied to balloons in the bushes nearby. An investigator obtained a copy of an October 2003 episode of the television drama CSI.
I saw that episode.
And noticed that there were several similarities between that show and Hickman's case. They weren't sure he ever saw the program, but they went to this guy's garage. He had apparently filed away portions of a gun. They surmised to make the gun lighter. Maybe he wanted to stage it to make it look like a murder if he couldn't find the weapon. But the balloons didn't really get far, so at least if that was his plan, it was thwarted. On the episode, what was the point?
Well, I think, it was so long ago, I actually don't remember how that one turned out. I just recalled the scenario, but I think it was tried to be staged to look like a murder for, like, insurance money.
All right, so now we re-cleanse the other way. I love this story. Mark, go ahead.
Okay, I got most emailed on WashingtonPost.com, a little blogger, barista, coffee controversy. If you want to get mosty, you should involve bloggers because they will dig you and email you, and so you're going to go up the charts. A blogger orders a triple espresso iced at his local coffee shop and is told, no way, that totally violates barristery ethics, and he eventually asked for a cup of ice alongside his triple espresso, and he got a lecture. He did get the cup of ice, but he got a lecture, and so he blogged about it very angrily, like, it's my coffee, my choice, you know, that kind of thing.
I own it now. I can do with it what I want.
Yeah. And so he actually later, he asked for the strongest iced beverage your policy will allow, so that is an iced quad Americano, by the way, like that. Yeah. And
oh
so, you know, I like to drink...
I think they seized a bunch of those in a submarine off the coast of Mexico.
So I like to drink spirits. I like to drink them neat. And so I understand some of this, like the flavor argument, because the ice kills the aroma, muzzles the flavor. But it was also an anti-larceny thing, because basically the guy was saying people were getting an iced espresso, going to the dairy bar, as the kids call it, and basically legally making a latte, which actually reminds me of one of my favorite invented drinks. I call it the Latte Dolce della Cannella. This is Italian for sweet cinnamon milk. So you just bring your own glass, go into the coffee shop, fill it up with the milk at the dairy bar, add sugar or simple syrup, stir, top it with cinnamon, and just leave very quickly. It's a great beverage.
No one ever said you weren't insane. It was such a good blog posting. They linked right to Jack Nicholson in 12 Easy Pieces. And then the guy who owned the coffee shop, like, blogged in response, and they got into a war, and there were so many ethical issues.
It was great. To quibble, but 5 Easy Pieces.
How many Easy Pieces?
He said 5.
5. He said 12.
Oh, well,
you're thinking of 12 Angry Men.
What I want you to do is take 7 of those Easy Pieces and hold them between your legs.
Yahtzee.
Laura, I know you were here and you were going to do a most can do it really quick. Like, just give us the headline.
To tell you, real estate agents are serving pie to get people to buy their homes. That's all they got.
I got it. And that's
the most.
Yeah,
and that was from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Yes, it is.
You came for the house, you stay for the pie. That is today's most. All the links are online. Check them out. And we've got lemonade and cookies for you. And that is it for this hour of the BPP. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.